Hello.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, my name's Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash, your marketing company.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, other than nasty weather.
Yeah, I'm in California. We got some nasty weather over here, too.
Yeah.
It's just that time of year, right?
Yeah, I know it. I'm assuming you're calling about the Google ad I clicked on.
The Google Guarantee, yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't remember or don't recall why I clicked on it.
Okay.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
What, Nikki? Oh, Lord. Sorry, my family being smart butts.
Oh. Well, what else are they good for? You know, they got to keep this on our toes.
Sorry. But yeah, I think I was, let me pull it up here. We're starting to slow down, so
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for other means of getting business other than Angie's lead, because
mm-hmm.
they charge me outrageous stuff. But
well, do you want to hear what I got for you?
Oh, it just clicked. I know what I was calling for, and I do. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay.
So I've recently gotten into a little bit of an issue. An employee of mine
mm-hmm.
tried to report my company for not having a license, and my assumption was that I had one. Apparently, I don't.
Okay.
And then I'm in the process of getting one, or I'm about to be in the process of getting one.
Okay.
And I needed whoever can edit my website to take off the licensed part, because I don't want to get in trouble for false advertisement.
Okay.
The only reason is because I thought that we were licensed, but we're not.
Okay. No worries. Absolutely no worries. We can get that squared away right away. That's not a problem at all. You know, not every, let me take a look here. I'm taking a look to see exactly what is required, because obviously business license is going to be encouraged everywhere, right? But it's not
right.
always a requirement to be on the first page of Google or to even be within any specific type of category, to be honest
mm-hmm.
with you. But I can definitely have them take care of that. I can see why you would want to make sure that you have the most
right.
accurate and honest information listed there, especially if you have a disc, if you have a guy who's being a jerk, you know, like, so to speak.
Yeah, he just butt hurt, and he's actively trying to hurt our company name at this point.
Is he really? Oh, that's
terrible.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I hate that guys like that. That's absolutely awful. But we can also go ahead and notate that here. So, like, if you get any type of, if they go in and do anything ugly, like review wise or anything like that, then we can go ahead and have that squared away. I was trying to look in here and see if there is even a requirement. The Google Guaranteed is guaranteed leads coming directly from Google. You pay a set lead cost. It's locked in. It doesn't, rotate. It doesn't change. Google hasn't changed their pricing since 2018. Your lead cost is only $28 a lead.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Are those exclusive leads?
They are.
Because once they are?
They are.
Obviously, people will go on there and search up as many companies as they can, but so can you explain to me how, because if it's $28 a week, I'm willing to maybe give that
a lead. Per lead.
$28.
Per lead. Yes, Google requires a minimum monthly budget for at 28 a lead of $365 for the budget. There is an application fee of $250 for background check and to get everything kind of squared away. Hold on a second. I'm trying to give me just 1 second. I'm inputting some information here to make sure that if you do or don't need the licensing for this particular service, because it's not always required for Google Guaranteed. So the way Google Guaranteed works and how you have the exclusive leads is because you have a Google Guaranteed profile. What happens, Matthew, is up at the very top of the page, when people do a search in particular categories for particular areas, there is something at the very tippy top of the page that pops that's called Google Guaranteed. It is sponsored position. As a Google Guaranteed provider, Google acts as a partner with your company and backs your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per client. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They also have all of the calls recorded. So that's how they can promise lead exclusivity. And they can also promise that you're not getting bunk leads, so to speak. Okay? So this is how it works. People go on to Google, right, and they're searching for a fencing contractor, fencing pro, looking specifically for the services that you're providing to your clients, okay? And up at the very tippy top of the page, Google Guaranteed pops up, and it has a list of service providers in a particular area, okay? Now,
okay.
Once that's going, people can go in, they can click on your profile, they can look at your profile, they can look at your website, they can read your information, they can read your reviews, they can look at your accolades, they can contact you, and you're not charged. Because the calls are recorded, see, the clients are reaching out to you, they're contacting you, not the other way around. Not like, hey, Matthew, here's a phone number that of a guy who might be interested in something for you, and we're going to charge you just for handing you this phone number, and we're sending it out to five or six other guys who offer the same service. That's not how it works. These people have gone to Google. They've seen that you're a Google Guaranteed Service Provider. They've clicked on your information. They've done the review. They've looked at you, and now they're choosing to contact you. If it happens to be a sales or solicitation call, you're not charged. If it happens to be a service you don't provide, you are not charged. If it happens to be a outside of your service area and you decline the job, you are not charged. You're only charged for the lead if you give estimate over the phone or if you set appointment with the client, which is probably not very likely that you're giving estimate over the phone based on what you're doing because you need to be able to see the space, right?
Right.
So if you're going out physically, if you set appointment physically with the client, I mean, what better opportunity is that than considered but a valid lead, right?
Right. Yes,
now,
exactly.
For your company, what's required for your background checks, for you to get a Google Guarantee approval, sir, it is not required that you have a business license. It is required that you do have proof of insurance. Do you have that?
I do. Yeah.
We conduct the background check, and then we help you to get the customer reviews, which you already have. You already have customer reviews on your Google listing. So getting you approved is not going to be a problem. The fact that you're getting that licensing, it is just going to be a little like, you know, gravy on the potatoes, so to speak, because it's just going to be a little additional. Hey, by the way, we've got this as well. But it is not a requirement for Google or for Google Guaranteed. Now, once you're listed as a Google Guaranteed provider, again, the clients, they're contacting you. You're not charged for the leads unless it is an actual valid quality lead, what Google considers a quality lead. That's why the calls are all recorded and everything comes through the Google call tracking phone number. You have access to those recorded phone calls. We have access to those recorded phone calls. And most importantly, Google has access to those recorded phone calls. So Google has set this elite service for providers like yourself that want a specific higher-end quality lead, okay? Now, in the event that Google changed their pricing, like they haven't changed their pricing since 2018, so the lead cost has been locked in since 2018. I do have to give you the disclaimer that they could change the lead cost. Now, again, they have not changed it since 2018. We're looking at almost 5 years since they've changed the lead cost on us. But if they did, you would be made aware of that lead cost change prior to any type of adjustment being made to your account. So what happens is if you say yes, we charge the $250 application fee. We go ahead and we begin the application. So we help you fill out the application. You submit all of the proper documents that we need, proof of license, driver's license information, social security, so we can run the background check for yourself. If you have any face-to-face employees outside of yourself that are going and dealing with the client directly, which it sounds like you might not since you got a couple, since you got a Yahoo.
Since you got a Yahoo,
it sounds like you might not trust anybody else with that. You know what I'm saying? Because of that, you would be the only one that we would need to do the background check on. That entire process, the maximum amount of time that I've ever seen it take is 4 to 8 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
Doesn't generally take that long, but the maximum amount of time. Once that is completed, then we contact you and we say, okay, Matthew, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. Minimum monthly budget for your account for Google Guaranteed is going to be the $365. Now, what that gives you is 13 Google Guaranteed leads in 1 month. Okay? You don't get all of them in 1 day. We don't max it out. We're not making money off of it. It's not like, well, the more leads we give them, the more money we're going to make. That's not the idea here. Okay?
Right.
The way this works is in those 13 leads, it's going to give you approximately 3 leads a week. You have the ability to increase that. You can call up. You can say, Miss Amy, I actually want six leads this week. And then, you know what? I want to pause it. And if you pause it and say you pause it for a couple of weeks and it rolls over into the next billing cycle, that lead budget automatically rolls over, Matthew. You're not automatically charged for the next month of leads. It's only once the budget has been completely exhausted. Okay?
Yeah. I go ahead and tell you the difference that I like what I'm hearing already because Angie is, they claim that they'll give you what do you call it?
Reimbursement.
Yeah, but it's not always the case and we end up losing a lot of money and their leads are all the same price. So you're saying every lead is
$28
a lead.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Bottom line, that's it every time.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And that's only if I go and give the estimate or give it over the phone.
Correct. Only if you set appointment with the client or you give estimate over the phone.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So based on what I've heard, I think I'm going to pause Angie's lead starting. Let me get through the rest of this week.
Okay.
Maybe even Thursday or Friday. Let me see. Yeah, can you give me a call back? What time do you close on Friday?
Well, I'm on the West Coast, so we close at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The only thing that I need from you at this point, because it's going to take us a while to get everything approved for you, is I just need to be able to get the application started. For that, we just need the application fee, the $250.
Okay.
That's all that we need to get everything going. And then when you choose to pause Angie's leads, all of that kind of stuff, that's fine. Because remember, the leads aren't going to come in immediately. We have to get you approved first, which is not going to be a problem. You check all the boxes as it is. But right now, I just need the application fee so I can shoot you the application and we can set your client interview.
I got you. Can you give me an example real quick of a company I can look up that's Google Guaranteed?
What I can give you an example of is, let me see here. Okay. I can't give you an let me see here. Let me give you this. Where's your email address? Here it is. willsouthfenceprofessionals@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send out the Google Guaranteed email so that you can see it in writing. Okay. And it has the examples listed there.
It has like some just clip pictures or whatever in the
example. Yes, sir. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just wanting to see how a Google Guaranteed customer differs from somebody else that's just regularly listed.
Absolutely. It gives you the Google Guaranteed badge. We could put that on your website. There's a number of things. Yeah.
Okay. And that's my problem is I'm in a list of like 30 some odd fence contractors around here and I'm like number 20.
This is definitely going to move you up on the list also because there's not a lot of other providers within your area that have this listing that have Google Guaranteed. So this is going to put you into a primary position. Now you should have gotten that. It's labeled Google Guarantee and it's coming over from Amy Nelson at localsplash.com.
Okay. One sec here. Come on, refresh. There we go. All right. Okay, I see.
Now, this is going to pop at the very tippy top of the page, even above the Google Ads. So what Angie's does is they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the page in the ads that's below this process. This elite status and the local map, those are intended only for the local service provider, for the local guy. Like yourself, the small to medium-sized business owner who's providing services. That's how Google designed this type of program. And the reason that they actually built Google Guarantee because this is a service that Google themselves has set up. They built, this isn't a local slash product. This is a Google product. And the reason that they set this product up is in order to trump all their pay-per-lead services, because for years they've watched how Angie's Leads, HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, Porch, all of those different companies, they're purchasing ad spend between $2 and $4 million every single month for their company name. They're advertising their company name at the top of the first page of Google, capturing the leads and then reselling them to you guys. They're the ones who hear all the complaints, right?
Okay. Yes.
So they built this. They built this, and they have a way to go ahead and ensure for all the things that are wrong with Angie's or Thumbtack or any of those other type of services. That's why they have built all of these fail safes in place, and you get tracking and reporting on the entire package as well.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, let me see here. I'm going to do – my card is extremely messed up, so I can't even see the verification numbers on the back. I'm going to have to transfer some money. I would like to get the application started.
Okay, so I have a card on file. Let me tell you what I've got on file, Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a Visa ending in 2693.
Yes, that is our business card.
Do you want me to charge that card?
If you have the verification number with it.
I do.
The three.
Everything's
number.
Locked in. Would you like it so you can have it for your records?
That's so messed up. You want access number? Is it 344?
It is. It is 344.
Oh, wow. Okay. I could barely see it. All right.
How funny. Would you like me to give you the verification number for your record, sir?
So you don't work for Robin Financial?
Yeah, I'm very, very sure. So I'm going to go ahead and charge the application fee, get that out to you. The next thing that's going to happen is you will be – now, you also will be able to write that off completely, okay? You're going to be able to write that cost off completely because
right.
It's all marketing. Now, mm-hmm. What else we're going to do is I'm going to send out text and email with the application itself. I like to give you guys 24 to 48 hours, but I do want you to understand there is a sense of urgency. I want you to get that application filled out as quickly as possible. Don't dilly-dally with it.
One second, ma'am.
Take your time.
Hey, open. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm on the phone. I need you to be quiet. You're in here yelling at the top of your lungs, kid. Hush. You understand? Yes, sir? Yes, sir? Quiet. So sorry.
It's okay. I got one, too. I got to beat them once in a while, too. You know what I mean?
Three of them. They're all tornadoes.
Listen, it is and always will be us against them, okay?
Yeah. That's right.
So I'm charging the application fee for the $250 now. Okay, and then I'm going to send over via text and via email to you with the application itself. I like to give you 24 to 48 hours with the application. It is important that you get that application filled out as quickly as possible so we can get this moving forward in a timely manner. Okay?
Okay. I'll do it tonight and send it in. Can you send it to my personal cell phone? I'm pretty sure y'all have the business number listed, but if you're going to send it.
The 478-443-0870?
Yeah, that's my personal cell.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll send that over to you right now. Let me go ahead. And I sent it over via email to the company email there. And then I'm going to schedule your client onboarding appointment with the technician. And this is going to be about a 20-minute interview. We block off 30-minute increments. So let me know. I'll make sure he calls your cell phone, too, for this. So let me know what day and time I can schedule that client onboarding for you.
Okay. Probably Friday.
You want it Friday? Okay. What time?
So how long does it last, you think?
It only lasts about 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes. So... Let's do it. man, it's always so hard for me to determine where I'm going to be at.
We have as early, let me tell you this. So we have as early as between 10 and 11 a.m. We could do like 10 to 10:30, 10:30 to 11:30. We could do a lunch break if you want, or as late as between 6:30 and 7.
Let's do lunch break. Let's do 12 to 12:30 if you can.
Got it. You got it. You'll get an email notification of that as well. Right now it's going to say Google GG for Google Guarantees, CI for Client Interview, EN for English. It will have your first and last name along with your phone number. The technician, again, he will be calling you from our 877 phone number. His name is Ivan. He's fantastic. He's just going to make sure all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted on the account, so that way we can go ahead and push it out and get it moving forward as quickly as possible. The sooner that you get that application completed, the better it's going to be for all of us. And also, I know that we control your Google Business profile and the placement on that. So another thing that I'd like to encourage is to get a couple of more 5-star reviews on that, so we have that towards the application, okay?
Okay. Well, I have like 16 or 17 reviews on my Angie's leads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I can get those transferred over, or if I have to maybe, I guess I'll have to just talk to some of my past clients and see if they'll put it on Google.
So there's a couple of different ways that we can do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is have you been into your client dashboard?
I should have had this pulled up the whole time we've been talking, but one second. Let me get
okay.
The flash.
And you said 12:30 to 1 for your client interview on Friday, right?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, go ahead and go into your dashboard for me.
Okay, I'm on the, we're talking about where it says total results, local leads, listings, all that stuff.
Yes, sir. Are you on a computer, or are you on your mobile device?
No, I'm on a computer.
Okay, perfect. So in the upper right-hand corner, there's three lines?
Well, it's not by my name.
There's a hamburger that's going to have like a drop down. It's going to say leads, website, listings, Google Insights, Facebook ads, Google ads, reviews.
Yeah. Are you sure that's not just, oh, here it is. That's listings.
So up in the very top, if you're on the computer, you're in your dashboard where it said, hold on, this thing.
Wait, are we talking about LocalSplash or?
My.localsplash.com. your LocalSplash dashboard.
Okay, might have been on the wrong. I was on LocalSplash, but okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm on my LocalSplash. I don't see the hamburger you're talking about there. I know you're talking about the three lines, but
yeah, those three lines. It's called a hamburger. So up at the very top, does it say LocalSplash in orange and blue, and does it say Advanced Reporting Beta?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. All straight across from there should be a little box with three lines.
No, ma'am. It just says my name. Matthew C. Wilson, that has my initials.
Okay. Give me just a second here. Hold on. No, that's not it. Okay. So click on your name. I have no idea why it's taking you in that way.
Account settings? Or?
Account settings? This should be taking you to... Well, I'm trying to take you to the review section, so that way you can just punch in anybody's email address or phone number, and it's going to go ahead and it's going to allow you to send them a link direct to your reviews. It's going to take all the guesswork out of it.
Yeah, I see the reviews tab up top.
Okay, click on the reviews tab. That's what I want.
Okay, click on it.
Yes, praise God. Okay, I was like, what did they do? They changed the interface and didn't tell us. So now do you see where it says request review?
Yes.
Okay, so you click on that. You can literally punch in the customer's name, email, and phone number. Put your family in there. Get anybody. Okay?
Right, okay.
And it's going to send them a link that's direct to your Google Business profile. Okay? They need to have a Gmail.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then it has to be Gmail to leave a Google review.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, do that for me. And get that bumped up. Do that. Get that done tonight.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that has to be done before the Google profile
It's gonna help that you already have two. We just need a couple more
to get it approved.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But if anything, I can get my mother and some other people
there
to do it real quick.
There you go.
Gotcha.
That's yeah. Just get it done. You can do
all
it.
Right.
Okay. Right. And then I'm also going to go ahead and send you my direct phone number and extension line because I am the lead on this, on the Google Guaranteed. I'm one of the main people that sets up these accounts. I'm here for you anytime, any type of questions that you have, anything like that. Now, you have the application via email and via text message. It's very self-explanatory. We just go ahead and plug and play. Literally just upload the information. We even give you examples of everything, okay?
Okay.
If you run into any kind of snafu, you just give myself a call. But that is the whole point of the call with Ivan on Friday, is to go ahead and ensure that we have all of the proper things in place, because we want to submit that application as quickly as possible. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to put Amy with – I'm just going to put Google Leads. I'm just programming you in here, sir.
Sure.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. So that it for now?
That's it for now, my friend. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to working with you.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye now.